Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Where's me Euros up? Oh, here it is, yeah. So the Euros, we're ending the group stage now, and it's going to be going into the last 16, the round of 16, and lots of places have been booked in that already for Euro 2024. It's going down pretty well. So there's two matches on at 5 and then two on at 8. So Ukraine and Belgium, Slovakia and Romania, that's the first ones, and then Czechia and Turkey and Georgia and Portugal are in there as well. At 8 o'clock, and then it'll be all decided, and we'll know exactly who's going to be in the rounds of 16, which should be good. So it's a good time to maybe talk about how it's all been going. I'm joined by three of the absolute greats now, and you don't see them that often now on the telly anymore. Eamon Dunphy.
Yes, good morning, Ian.
Liam Brady is there as well. How are you, Liam? How's the
morning? Yeah, good morning, Ian. How are you?
Great. And John Giles, the bold John, the inevitable John Giles, eh? Eamon. Yes, so, yes. What do you think of the football so far?
No, forget about the football, Ian. Oh. Let's talk about what really matters: the pundits. The standard of pundits is woeful. The punditry we're seeing every night on TV at the moment is a travesty.
Hang on a second. I mean, what are you talking about here, Eamon? Are you talking about RTE, BBC? What are you talking about?
No, the whole lot of them. You start with RTE, okay? We take them out bit by bit. Yeah. England versus Slovenia last night, okay?
Okay.
Kevin Doyle.
Right.
Kevin Doyle is not a pundit. He's a haircut.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, he sounds like a trainee doctor. He sounds like a trainee doctor from Wexford, just about to give you that bad news, baby.
Oh, God.
Shay Given, he's dour. He's like the Grim Reaper with bigger biceps. And the T-shirts, they're too tight. Way too tight. It's attracting the wrong attention.
Oh, okay.
Stephen Kelly. Who? Mr. Bean. That's who. Didi Haman was on the phone to me last night. Didi was devastated. Didi Haman was crying down the line in German.
In German.
At the poverty yeah, of punditry.
But listen, but punditry is analysis, Eamon. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're kind of, you know.
Punditry isn't analysis. Yeah. Don't be stupid, baby. Punditry is panto, right? It's pantomime with tweed jackets.
Right.
Okay? When you're watching England versus Slovenia,
yeah.
I'm watching Aladdin and his magic lamp, baby. Okay? Now, you need a villain.
Right.
Okay, you need a baddie.
Right,
isn't
okay.
that right, Liam? You need a grumpy one as well, Eamon.
Yeah.
Unpredictably volcanic. Exactly, Liam. Exactly. Well said. And you need a wise one as well, Ian.
Yeah.
You need a Yoda-like figure. Isn't that right, John?
Agree, I, Eamon Witt.
Very good.
It's a panto. It's a panto.
There, yeah.
Yeah, you see, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's a panto. When I said Ronaldo, remember when I said Ronaldo is a puffball,
yeah.
I could hear half of Ireland shouting back, oh no, he isn't. When I said Platini isn't a great player, I could hear all of Ireland saying, oh yes, he is. because he was. And you look at BBC, ITV, BEIN, BT, whatever you want, TMZ,
yeah.
ITV, Roy Keane has turned into Mr. Blobby.
Oh, come
A two-minute clown act. Mika Richards in the background, the laughing hyena beside him. These guys, they're spivs. We used to call it like it is, baby.
Yeah.
Well, every day, every night. We called it like
it
is.
You did,
and we always were controversial.
You are treasured, all three of you there. But it's funny that you should say that, because we've actually dug out a clip from the archives.
Yes.
Eamon, of you, just, you know, to show the magic of it. You and John, this was in 1978, okay?
This would be explosive.
Oh, absolutely. Let's have a listen.
Right, welcome back. Eamon, Dunphy, Poland and Italy. What did you think?
I thought they were both great teams, Bill. Lovely guys. Nobody did anything wrong. Two lovely, nice teams. Nice people.
John Giles?
I agree with Eamon.
Well, no, that was out of context. Well, that's a special clip, an emotional clip for me, because that is the first recorded instance of John Giles agreeing with me on tape. Isn't that right, John?
That's right, Eamon.
These guys are spoofers. They're all spoofers. Stop these guys are spoofers. Oh. I'd like to see the archives of these guys in 20 years.
Hold on,
There'll be none.
Who's it? Oh, Shay Gibbon, the aforementioned. Hi, Shay.
Just like to say I take exception there to being called Dare.
Right.
Accused of a lot of things in my life, but never been Dare. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Shay. Now.
Nice t-shirt.
Oh, look,
t-shirt.
They're all on now. Roy Keane's on the other line as well. Go ahead there, Roy. How are you doing? What's going on?
Just getting texts on my phone here in Berlin. Yeah. What's all this about Mr. Blobby at the end of the day? You know? What is this about Mr. at the end of the day? I don't understand. Shut up a second, Mika, will you? No, I'm trying to all credit to Light Entertainment at the end of the day. Anyway, what I was just going to say about... Jesus, Mika. That wasn't a joke.
Gift grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.